Hi, Dirk.
Hey, Liam.
Now, we're talking about the role money plays in politics, right?
Yeah, that's right. This is sort of the latest skirmish in campaign finance in Oregon. For decades, there has been this debate about whether money should be limited in politics. And in fact, in Oregon, it's really not. We are one of a handful of states in the country that have no limits on the contributions that you or I can give to a political candidate, or any limits for that matter on the amount a candidate can spend on a race.
That's certainly been one factor in campaigns getting more expensive, and it's obviously fueled growing calls for reform. Now, this particular case involves a new law in Multnomah County. What did voters do there?
Yeah, so in 2016, by a wide margin, voters here enacted limits on campaign contributions. This is just locally for county races, but they slapped limits of $500 on the contributions that you or I could kick into a candidate. That was always seen as a bit of a dicey move. You know, the state's free speech protections have been pretty clear that campaign contributions are protected. So the backers of this were really sort of couching this as a challenge to that. Their plan was possibly to have this challenged in court. And if it was ruled unconstitutional under the state constitution, their plan was to argue that up to the Supreme Court and try to change precedent.
And in this case, it sounds as if they lost in court, but they also got what they wanted, which is a broader conversation about the legalities of campaign finance laws.
Well, that's right. So on March 6th, a local judge in Multnomah County did, in fact, rule that the laws that Multnomah County has are unconstitutional. So as scripted, we are going to see an appeal. What's sort of novel here is that rather than going the regular route, which would be to argue this before the Oregon Court of Appeals, the supporters of this want to actually skip that court. And they want to take this directly before the Supreme Court. That would do a couple things. I mean, the biggie is it would make this a far quicker case. The Oregon Court of Appeals can take years to decide matters. The Supreme Court, if it accepts a case, is typically far quicker. So we could be seeing a result more soon.
How likely is that to succeed?
Not very likely is the short answer. If you talk to the legislative office, the state legislative office, they will tell you that this has been tried 10 times in the last 5 years, and it has not worked any of those times. For this to work, a majority of judges on the state appeals court would need to say, yeah, we agree this should go right to the Supreme Court. And then a majority of justices on the Supreme Court would need to agree to accept the case. So it's pretty clear that this is a high hill to climb, but the backers of this move think that this is a good case for this type of action. They say this could potentially affect all candidates and all races in the state, and it deserves this kind of urgency.
Now, there are groups opposing this change. Who are they, and what are their reasons for opposing donation limits?
Sure. These are sort of well-known big money groups in the Portland area. The Portland Business Alliance is sort of a chamber of commerce in Portland. There's also the Portland Metropolitan Association of Realtors. These are groups that have their own political action committees and are used to spending big money on races. They also have members who are used to spending big money on races. So they enjoy the sort of statewide influence that the state's campaign finance laws currently allow. And they really don't want to see any curbing of that, particularly because this could mean sort of statewide change.
Okay, so if this case were to be fast-tracked to the Oregon Supreme Court, what are the implications? Do we have any sense of what could come out of that?
Yeah, well, you know, a favorable ruling in the court, which supporters of these laws think is possible, could have huge changes. In 2006, voters actually approved limits to campaign contributions via a vote, but they haven't been allowed to be enacted because of the state's constitution. So if the Supreme Court sort of weakens that position and opens a door, we could be seeing statewide campaign contribution limits happening.
Great. Thanks, Dirk.
Yeah, good to be with you.